Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
I have on the line Mayor Mphosi Banyoni. Mayor Mphosi Banyoni, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good evening, Record Free, and good evening to the listeners. Thank you very much for having me.
We are talking about normalizing from hearing from God, normalizing, you know, hearing from God.
Yes.
How important is that, and what is the word saying about it?
Yes, this is very important that they could see as children of God. We're living in the times that the world is quite noisy. There are too many voices that are happening. We hear from the social media, we hear from the news, friends, many other people. Sometimes we even hear from the false prophets. As a result, you know, we find that sometimes, you know, people get confused whether what they are hearing is the voice of God or is the voice of that particular person. And we're living in the times whereby we are very busy, you know, day in, day out, we become busier and busier. And the busier we are, the more we find ourselves not spending time with God. And it is very critical that children of God become wise when it comes to the importance of spending time with God in order to hear from God. Because when we don't spend time with God, you may realize that we end up being confused. You know, I believe that when it comes to issues of spirituality, it's either black or white. It can never be in the middle. There's no gray area. So in the times that we're living in, people, if you can ask a person, when was the last time you heard from God? Some people will even say they don't even remember. I mean, I heard one man of God say, people who say they hear from God are actually lying. And he even said, I am a man of God, but I don't know when was the last time I heard from God. You know. So then I got worried that as children of God, whether you're a servant of God, actually we serve God wherever we are. As children of God, we really have to make it a norm. We have to normalize it that we hear from God. For the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice in the book of John, chapter 10, verses 27.
So if I get your story correctly, the guy says because he hasn't heard anything from God, therefore nobody can hear from God. Is that what he was saying or he was implying?
Yeah. I mean, it was somebody that he is a pastor, this person, and he leads a very big church. And he was just sharing that, you know, people who say they hear from God, they lie. You cannot hear from God all the time. And he referred to himself that, I don't know when was the last time I actually heard from God. That was a really a worrying statement. So imagine if you you go to a church whereby the pastor will tell you that it's not normal. It's like it's not, you cannot go hear from God regularly. Those who say they hear from God are actually lying. Then it says a lot, because the more time you spend with God, the more you hear him. Because he says, my sheep hear my voice. Obviously, if you are not his sheep, you cannot hear his voice. Once you can hear
through
his voice,
it's
the opposite.
But learn by generalizer simply because therefore everybody that claims to be doing that, they are lying. It says a lot about him, eh?
Absolutely. And it becomes worrying, most especially for the spiritual beings, those who are still young in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That if you hear someone of that caliber saying, if not, you cannot hear from God regularly, then it becomes misleading. So as children of God, we have a responsibility to correct such, to make people be aware that it's supposed to be normal. We have to normalize hearing from God. If you don't hear from God, then it's abnormal. If you call yourself a Christian and you don't hear anything from him, therefore it is normal. It's abnormal. It should be normal for us to hear from him because he is our Father. How do you have a relationship with a person that you never hear anything from him? So he is our father. And when you need something from him, you go to hear to him. He directs our paths on a day-to-day basis. So if we can't hear anything from him, then we really need to revisit where we are sitting with him.
Now, what does this say to us now that we are in the last days? I'm sure that this might not be the only voice that that is uttering such statements. We might see many voices coming, but not necessarily about this one. Maybe about, you know, people to making people to doubt their faith. Maybe, let's say, maybe bari because ha mudimo ha nkarabi, therefore mudimo ha etem babari mudimo ha etem babua maka. How do we protect, you know, ourselves from such? Because I know that our faith will be shaken. And if at all our faith was based on people, everything he says goes, and your faith is not on the way, then you are in serious trouble. What can you say to people about this and such teachings and such preachings?
Yeah, that's a good question, Brother Godfrey. The Bible says, in the last days, false prophets will rise and deceive many. That's in the book of Matthew 24, where he talks about that in the last days, that's when many people will pretend to be hearing from God. Many people will be pretending to be prophets, and they'll come and tell you lies. So how do you protect yourself from such as a child of God? And I feel sorry for those who are still, you know, if you were born again yesterday, it is very important that you come closer to someone who's really spiritually matured so that you don't find yourself in that space. So what is important as a child of God? Number one is obviously through his scriptures. God speaks to us through the scriptures. Anything that contradicts the scriptures is not God. It's not from God. Lately, people have a tendency of making statements that are actually based on their opinions, on the opinions that they have about what God says. But it's important that as a child of God, you actually study the Word yourself. Don't just read the Word. There's a huge difference between reading the Word and studying the Word. When you study, that's when you open the Bible, and you have a pen and a paper, and you make a record of what you are hearing. Some people don't write that much. But even if you're not writing at that time, after you have studied the Word, it's important that you actually meditate upon that Word so that you show that you understand it. Because anything that you study, you may think you have knowledge, only to realize that you don't even have an understanding. You know, knowledge comes. You can have knowledge, you know how, but without understanding. So when you study the Word, God will help us to actually have an understanding. And another thing that is very important is the Holy Spirit. If you can become friends with the Holy Spirit, make it a norm again, that we forever, on a daily basis, when you wake up in the morning, you invite the Holy Spirit. You say, Holy Spirit, good morning. Holy Spirit, I'm going to allow you to guide my steps. You know, there's a book that talks about Good Morning, Holy Spirit by Pastor Ben Him. That's a book, one of the books that when we're still young, we're studying such books, and it was helping us to know what it means to be closer to God, so through the Holy Spirit. So take the Holy Spirit as a man. Take the Holy Spirit not as a thing, but as a man that speaks to you, that as God Himself speaking to you on a daily basis, guiding you, making sure that whatever you do, you hear from Him. You can't hear from God if you don't have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will whisper in your spirit. You will whisper in your spirit to say, this is the right thing to do. This is the right way to go. Some people will say, you know, when I was doing this, something in me said, and I decided to do the opposite. That something in you is not something in you, but it is someone in you, which is the God in you. He will be speaking to you, and when he speaks to you, it's important that we become obedient, because without obedience, we can never really prove God. So it's important that we really allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. And it is very important that we spend time in prayer. The more prayer, the more you are in prayer, that's when you communicate with God. That kind of communication allows connection. It allows guidance. And it allows you to receive some insights that will come from God himself. So if you don't spend time in prayer, unfortunately, you cannot hear from him. You know, prayer silences the voices. Like I said when I said it, that in the times that we're living in, we hear a lot of voices. The world is very, very noisy. So when you spend time in prayer, it helps you, even when you find yourself being emotional, but you go straight into prayer. Even if it's a silent prayer, God will actually be able to you connect with God. So let's make it a practice that we pray all the time. As times the Bible says, pray without ceasing.
I would also want to pile up with some more stories about this, because what you're talking about is very serious. Yes, you brought up this topic and all that, but I just wanted to also bring this to people's attentions. Had I not been that strong in my faith, like myself, my faith could have been shaken. I'll tell you why and in what area. I grew up, you know, following this group, worshippers and all that. I mean, their worship songs were anointed and all that. They brought me in tears, and if not, to my knees. And recently, I found something shocking on the internet, on the website, on the social media platforms, when these guys were saying that, you know, they are no longer following the faith that they professed. And in other words, and it's not only that, there was a lady also that I happened to know personally. She was one year all over social media saying that, you know, she was deceived, therefore she's no longer a believer, then she's following something else. I mean, that lady was like a presenter on some gospel stations, and she sang some gospel songs. She even went to the extent of saying, posting on social media and say, you know what, these are the songs that I used to sing when I was lost. I'm like, yo, if you, your faith is not rooted on the word and on people, you will literally give up and say, ah, if pastors are saying this, therefore who are we? And then your faith just, you know, ends just like that, simply because your faith is not on the way. I just wanted to share with you about some of my own experiences pertaining to people, they profess more or less the same as the pastor there, that this is real.
This is real. And that's a beautiful testimony record. That, you know, if you are not standing on the truth, if you're not standing on the rock, definitely you will be shaken. Hence, when we are actually praying, when we study the word, when we pray all the time, we're building ourselves up inside. You know, we're building ourselves to become stronger inside as children of God. And because we don't know the times where you may find yourself coming closer to be tempted to be deceived, because quite often the devil won't come to you when you are okay and comfortable and things are going well. You know, he will visit you when things are really not going well in your life, and he will come and say, you know what, the God that you say is your God is not really what you think he is. You know, follow this route, and he will send people, because no matter as God speak to us through people, even the devil speak to us through people as well. So a person, the devil can assign the devil to come, the devil can assign someone to come and bring such. I mean, when you see it on the paper, let's say those are people that you're looking up to. When you see it on the social media, if those are people that you're looking up to, let's say it's a person that even discipled you for that matter, you find yourself falling, believing that, oh, no way, not this one. If this one tells the world today that there's no, this Christianity doesn't exist, which means it doesn't, Hence, you shouldn't put your faith unto people. Kev is that person who puts their faith unto people. There's only one person that we have to lay our eyes unto. We have to focus in what God says we should do. And what we are teaching today in terms of, you know, studying His word, depending, hearing the Holy Spirit, becoming closer to the Holy Spirit, and inviting the Holy Spirit in your presence on a daily basis, all the time actually, and praying without ceasing. These are the basic principles. These are the principles of the Bible. These are the common, you know, when they talk about the basics, these are the things that when you call yourself a child of God, when you call yourself a Christian, you cannot do without such. You cannot do without praying. If you find yourself living a prayerless life, then you will hear from the enemy. The enemy will take that opportunity to make sure that he actually whispers into your ears. And the devil always finds a way of, you know, creeping in into your space. When you are comfortable, when you are going through what you're going through, your, you know, business, your own business, then he creeps in and find a way of convincing you so that you get deceived and fall into his trap.
All right, Ms. Bayoni, continue with what you have for us again.
All right, thanks, Regretti. So we're just talking about, you know, how best can we make sure that you don't fall into that trap. I said it's about building your relationship with God. You know, it's a relationship thing. It's not something that, you know, it's not a hit-and-run situation whereby you just talk to God and go. You know, you go talk to God as and when you feel like you need to do it. It's not a matter of feelings. It's a matter of being disciplined. You know, when you make it part of your culture that I don't find myself leaving my bed without talking to God. I don't find myself touching my cell phone without speaking, before I speak to God. When you touch the phone, that's when you actually silence the alarm, if you maybe you set an alarm on your phone, or when you just check the time and somebody just goes through to God. But you shouldn't find yourself engaging with the world before you engage with God himself. So it's about discipline. Because if you don't start off your day with God, the enemy always finds a way of informing, actually can make sure that he sets up a day for you. It can set up, it set a tone for your day in a very negative way. So it is critical and it's very crucial that we start off our day, you know, so we become disciplined, highly disciplined. We start our day with God. We spend our day with God. When we find ourselves being not knowing what to do, you know, let's say during the course of the day, you come across a challenging situation. It's important that you don't tackle it on your own. You don't deal with that matter on your own. You call back to God. You take 6 steps back and say, Lord, what are you saying? You know, and God will speak. Hence, last time when we're talking in the topic where we were talking about being quiet, it's very important that you become quiet and hear what God has to say. Sometimes you're not losing anything when you become silent as well. You know, when a person provokes you and you become silent and allow God to take over, it's not a sign of being a fool. So it's very important that we make it, you know, our habit to forever build that relationship with God and know that we cannot hear his voice if we don't have a relationship. We can never hear anyone's voice if we don't have a relationship with them. I mean, if somebody that you have a relationship with now, you know, comes to your offices now where you are and you hear their voice, you know, when they are walking down the passage, when you hear their voice, because you have a relationship with that person, you'd know. If your wife entered that place, you'd know my wife is here because you had a relationship with him, with her. But someone that you don't have a relationship with, but someone that you just know, if they speak to one, you say, that sounds like whoever. you won't be sure that that's Paul speaking if you don't have a relationship. You just say, that sounds like Paul. But with your wife, you'll know because you spend time. It's an intimate relationship. So we also need to have such an intimate relationship with the Lord for us to hear his voice. And it's really important that we discern as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, without discernment, it's impossible to hear from him. And we can't discern if we don't have the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And the importance of obedience as well is very important when I record it.
Thank you, Noah. Mpho a re tsone gore re tlogele fa ngwane so but ke lebogetse thata nako ya gago. Ga ba batla go bua le wena, mme gona ba founa ba tle ba kgolaganya le wena. Do they ever call?
All right, they can call on 082-859-0009.
082-859-0009.
Thank you. Re lebogela mmele ka mosa. Bye.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.